This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Takeaway English
from BBC Learning English.
Many among us spend a considerable part of our lives working, with many of us, these days, working from home. While there are many benefits offered by not going to the office, not commuting, avoiding the rat race, and not having to panic about getting a seat if you hot desk, there are also what some would call sacrifices. No more coffees with colleagues, chit-chats by the water cooler, or going out for team bonding meals. So, seeing as we rarely meet these people, why is it still important to be friends with those we work with? Well, some reasons are obvious. Working with like-minded people who you get on with can make those hours at work more fruitful and positive. Various situations are commonplace in the job you do, so having people to talk to about the intricacies of tasks could make your life easier. It's also nice knowing that you can have banter or a chin wag with people at work. And some of your colleagues may become friends in your life outside of the 9-to-5. But it's not just to the benefit of the person. It's also good for the company you work for. According to Dr. Emma Seppala, people who said they had friends at work were more productive, had higher levels of retention, and were more satisfied with their jobs than those who didn't. And what can happen if you don't connect? If you don't stimulate your relationships with those who do the same job as you? While it can be easy to avoid them physically, Dr. Adam Hickman says that feelings of social isolation and loneliness may creep in. It makes sense. According to Maslow's hierarchy of needs, a psychological theory which tries to explain human behavior and motivation based on necessities, a feeling of belonging is one of the strongest psychological needs. No one wants to be where they feel unwanted, which is why many companies try to stimulate workplace interaction, be it ping pong tables in the office or online parties. And finally, even though we're working more from home now, we may one day see our colleagues once again. Having a good relationship with them would make that meeting much more pleasant. So, if you've burned your bridges, it might be time to start mending them.
Takeaway English
from BBC Learning English.